Neil Armstrong indeed, dead, the age of 82 overnight. What an extraordinary man. I think anyone of my generation, yes, I'm an old person, will recall that day. That day on July 20, 1969. I was a primary school person. We were gathered together, the entire school, to watch that landing on the moon on a little black and white TV perched up on a little pedestal thing. We were awestruck. It was a story, though, that had begun some years before that. The great ambition of the American people. It had begun with a speech from John F. Kennedy at Rice Stadium, September 12, 1962.
We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win.
And great foresight by Kennedy there to choose that music bed for an inspirational speech. Started an extraordinary process. The original plan had been to get a huge rocket, and sort of like Tintin, take that off and land on the moon. Wernher von Braun spirited out of post-war Germany. The Saturn V, an extraordinary machine, 365 feet tall. And it sat there on that Cape Canaveral pad on July 16, 1969. All the little bits and pieces assembled around it. The gantries slowly pulling back. This too, watched by a vast international TV audience. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, Michael Collins, strapped in above this vast, towering lump of explosive, ready to be shooted off into who knows what.
35 seconds and counting. We are still go with Apollo 11. 30 seconds and counting. Astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
Here we got a roll program.
Neil Armstrong reporting their roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
And they were away. An amazing moment. And then began perhaps the first bit of blocked program reality TV we've ever seen as the astronauts went on their way, the multi-stage rocket jettisoning its bits and pieces, eventually leaving that command module with a little bit strapped on the front, the lunar lander. An amazingly complex piece of navigation. Computing power was nothing, about the same as a modern washing machine. It was capable of multitasking 8 simultaneous tasks. 8. An amazing thing. And yet it took them to that landing on the Sea of Tranquility. An aptly named spot to realise that extraordinary vision of Kennedy's, to travel to space where the conflicts of the world were overwhelmed by the inhospitability of the environment that surrounded them in space. Over the Sea of Tranquility, Collins in the command module, Aldrin and Armstrong in the Eagle, about to land on the moon.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good. Altitude 4,200.
Houston, you're a go for landing. Over.
40 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Straight shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward. Drifting to the right a little. 6. Down a half.
30 seconds.
Forward. Contact light. Tranquility base here. The Eagle has landed.
There's words for you. There's a few quotes in this, of course. Eagle has landed is one that has entered the vernacular. The next one, of course, was when Armstrong would step down those few little rungs onto the grey, the dusty surface. At 2018 Greenwich Mean Time on July 20, 1969, as I say, there was about, I think the audience globally on TV was around 5 million people, which is an extraordinary thing at the time. Black and white television, grainy, zigzaggy, staticky kind of shots. But that was, it was being broadcast live from the moon, and that was just an awe-inspiring and utterly gobsmacking thing. And everybody, it's one of those moments, where were you when? Everybody will be able to tell you. Everybody able to tell you where they were when Neil Armstrong, as I say, backed out, feet first, down that ladder and made the most monumental, most memorable fluffing of lines in human history.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Internally inconsistent, of course. He had meant to put in an indefinite article there, one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind, but the impact was the same. The quotes you see printed up these days, too, have recorded it with the A in parentheses to save Armstrong's literary dignity. And then followed the days of... the hours, rather, of their time on the moon, the extraordinary images that came back of our planet set against the grey, dusty surface of the moon, the brilliance of the red, white and blue flag held out on its little rod in the next to no gravity of the moon, the video of the Armstrong and Aldrin bouncing about on the grey surface. And then, of course, the return, the trip back. All of it accomplished, the amazingly complex, the extraordinarily hazardous, amazing undertaking. So there we have it, Neil Armstrong, a man who did all that, dead today at 82. There is no person who's ever set foot on the moon now younger than 76. I guess that's another story of our abandonment of that quest for space. Quarter away from 8 o'clock, Sunday Extra with Jonathan Green. We'll talk more about this after nine with Cosmos magazine contributor Jonathan Nally. We'll chew over the legacy of Neil Armstrong.